Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Whether this prema is to be known as the greatest bliss during union or the greatest sorrow during separation cannot be ascertained, but when it arises, it makes the devotee always act as if he is completely mad.
Again, read.
Whether this prema...
Loudly and slowly.
Whether this prema is to be known...
This prema has to know or not. I want to search the love or not. I say love and Radha is no different. Love is coming, you feel Radha. And Radha is also in Bulgaria, beautiful girl. And I see there is a flute, one boy with the flute also. Go on.
Whether this prema is to be known as the greatest bliss.
This has to know as the greatest mercy or not. Bliss means mercy. Everybody not know this. If you don't need love, you don't need Radhika, first thing. And then bliss, how you expect from Radhika? It's not possible. Love, bliss will not come. God bliss and love bliss is different. Why not to understand? What is the use of this mind if not crystal clear is happening? One is God bliss and one is love bliss. Love bliss, you have to be in love. God bliss, you have to be with God. But is it possible to be close to the God? Bible say, not possible. You can control 10,000 people, but you can influence 10,000 people. And if you have no love for the God, you play like a drum. Your words sound like a drum. Useless. You have a mystic power to move the mountains, but if you have no love for the God, nothing. It's a noise only. It's nothing. Love is the important thing. So read again, repeat.
Whether this prema is to be known as the greatest bliss or the greatest sorrow cannot be ascertained.
And love makes you to happy and sorrow. This is the nature of love. You will happy with in happiness of your lover. You will not become yogi, you will not become jnani, you not like to be anything. You like to be with your lover. He happy, I happy. He go far, I become sorrow. I go close, I become happy. It's a different thing. Your all material feeling will vanish. You will not live like a pillow, a chair, a bed. You live with the feelings. Right?
Ah. When it arises, it makes the devotee always act as if he is completely mad.
Mad? Mad? Completely?
Mad.
Mad.
Crazy.
Love makes you crazy. Madness. I was, see, Swamiji, Swami Satyananda. You know, coming out from the room. 1 month, 2 months, 6 months. And one day I see Swamiji dressed like a gopi and dancing with Krishna in Rasa, in the Rukhiya. I was surprised to see his video. This Swamiji, Paramahansa, thousands and thousands followers, and he is dancing its gopi bhav. And he says, this is the highest, this is the highest, this is the highest. Because he wants to teach all his disciples, the only thing, Krishna and the gopi bhav is the highest. This love, you have to do like gopis to Krishna. Huh? Right or not?
Right. Right. And also the second is good that the main things in 21st century will be bhakti. This is it.
All you will be bhakti.
All religions, all types of yoga, everything, all philosophy will be bhakti. Only bhakti. And he says in this book, as now the people ask, how it's possible, and they search by the sciences, and the sciences can explain the things and the world and the relationships, everything through science. They say, in 21st century, everything will be explained by bhakti.
Wow.
Bhakti.
This is bhakti. This I tell you.
Yeah.
This is bhakti.
This is
love.
This is love. Yeah. That's all. Nothing else. And the whole yoga is because you have to prepare your mind to become in bhakti.
Bhakti.
Nothing
this
else.
Is Yoga home.
Is no purpose.
Very nice.
Yoga is only method to clean your mind, to make more and bhakti.
Mind, body, senses, all balanced to go for the bhakti.
For the bhakti. Nothing else. That is
Yeah, my dear sister. She is my sister, you know. You are my sister, right?
Yeah.
Swami Satyanand disciple we are.
I'm so happy that I...
You see.
Such guru.
All... They love me in Bulgaria, all Swami Satyananda is happening. Every place where I go, they love me like a brother. Yeah. This is the point. We are practicing to balance our senses, body and mind, to go for the bhakti. Wow. Jai ho. This is the goal of life. To be mad in loving connections with the Lord. This is the mellow Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada. Everyone has to keep it. And read the scent of Braja. She has the books. Take from her. Beautiful book. She is keeping the bookstore here. You can see. Scents of Braja. Wow. If you know how the bhakta's nature, you read and you will increase inside you. You will learn how they are behaving, how they deal, how they do in life.
Saints.
What you can know? God? Impossible. What are you trying for? Try for bhakti. How to mad, how to be in loving relation with you, my dear. How I can do for you something. You will read the devotee's pastime life, you will do for in your life. How to be a lover, how to mad in love. Coffee is there. Yeah, this is the point. There is nothing more to know. You have to do it. Why not we are want to know? We are wasting our time in knowing. We not want to do it in my life. One is doing, one is knowing. One is a philosophy, know by philosophy, do by yourself. Bhakti is to do it yourself. Love has to practice you. Nobody other will help you for practicing. You have to cry, you have to smile. That is bhakti. Your madness will make you for that. Yeah? Nothing more to do. If you don't have an idea, only try to catch the person who is doing this. So this book will make, I'm giving you to catch the person who do that. This book will help how they do that. Association, friend with them, live with them. Listen the hard words from them to improve myself.
And then, when is which time is open this store?
It's 4:30.
Only catch or no timing.
But also you can catch.
Catch and take get it.
Yes.
You have to approach her.
Yeah,
she give the time where you cannot get it. You have to catch, open the store.
Yes.
This is the only timing of it. You come now and she open 4:30. You see?
24 hour
open. No. 12 in night you will say she has to open. Seva. First seva, then prasad. Any time, yeah. Service is the priority. And mercy, I say, wait mercy. I doing in service. I will take mercy when my service will finish. Yes. Are? I am knocking your door to come in. And you say, wait, I am in service. What to do, Krishna? Save me. I say you. One story of gopis. One time, two couples living very nicely in one village. They are so much in love, both couples. You cannot imagine how much is love. The female is taking care of his husband like a god. She clean the clothes. She wash the everything, the room and the cooking. Everything she do, everything to please his husband. when he goes to the morning to take the bath, then she put the water before, clothes, her towel, oil to massage, and put the massage in the body every day morning time. No, he feel cold to take the cold water bath. And she put the water on the body, rub the body, also massage. And like this, so much love. Like a god, she is worshipping like a god to husband. And then after that, when he comes, then he put, before asana is ready for chanting, because after that he is chanting, he sit and chant. After completing his chanting or praying his Gayatri, he has to go for taking prasad. She prepared prasad, varieties every day, and she cook and she serve with his own hand. Not go and take what you like. She cook, she make the plates, bring to in the front, all the pots with the vegetable, rice and dal and chapati, and all, everything is hot. And the fanning also, at the time when he is eating. Please, fanning, slowly, slowly fanning, that he no feel any trouble from the blood flight. And when he eat, then he has to go someplace, he has to work. After that he come in the night time, then he make the nice bed for him, and he cover the clothes and give night massage, feet massage, that he rest and sleep. Every day this service is doing. One time, in that village, crisis come.
Crisis.
Financial problem. No crop is good, no money is coming. So he cannot collect money for maintenance of the house. He talked with his wife. I have to go in other village to earn money. How I can earn money? Here no money is there. So I have to go out. Then for 3 months to earn money to live nicely. So how I will live without you? Wife says. He said, how? We will run the house. He said, yes, if you want to go, I cannot say you not to go. But how I will survive without you? Your seva is the main thing for me. He said, I give you my picture. You take care of this, my picture. And I will come back in 3 months. So what she do? She, when the time of sleeping, she keep the picture on the bed and cover to the clothes, to the clothes, the blanket or bed sheet, covering and giving massage in night time and feeling in the picture, but she's giving massage every day. And she put some oil and give massage to her. She feeling only, giving feeling. Morning time she put the all bathtub water, soap, towel, clothes every day, fresh. And offering, how much time he takes, she's waiting outside the bathroom, then open the door and bring out to the husband, and he sit in the asana, and he make the asana nicely. Keep the picture there. After that, prasadam time, she bring that picture to the prasadam asana and is fanning, she is fanning to husband and offering the prasad to eat. Slowly he is eating. After finishing prasad, then she is washing the hand. So bring some water to wash hand. And washing with, trying to give the feeling that washing the hand. After washing, he goes to out, then she opened the door that he is going out. Again he is coming back, then resting on the bed, prasadam eating, again making asana for that. This way every day she is doing. One day, 2 days, 3 days, every day this practice is going on. One day, she is giving the plate in the front of the full picture. And he takes 15 minutes to sitting and eating. In 5 minutes after, somebody start knocking the door. And she cannot go, 15 minutes take to eat. So, gopis catch the hand of Krishna and say, Krishna, say what to do now. Now she is eating the prasad, offering the same service to his husband. And it takes 15 minutes and outside his husband is knocking the door. And they open the door, I am here, your husband, open the door. And she is waiting, watching, what to do? I am in the service, how I will leave this service? Are, I am waiting outside. So Krishna says, are, it's a foolish question. It's a simple way that if your husband come outside, why you are worshipping to the picture? Go and open the door and bring him inside. It's a foolish question you are asking to me. He said, that is the point, Krishna. You give the real answer. You give me the picture of the different husband, that I meditate you in my husband, but now you are the reality. Krishna, you are the reality. Why I will worship the picture? Why not I will catch you? Before I was your picture was meditating. Husband is your picture. I serve the husband in your form. To you, a husband, you are my husband, I serve you like that. But now you are present. And you say that why you worship picture, you go and open the door. So you are the reality of the all creation. So you are the real husband, why I will leave you? You give me the picture, I was... And husbands, all my husbands, I worship because of there's a picture of you. But the reality, you are the super soul. You are the soul I am worshipping or doing seva of one soul. And you are the super soul. So you are the real husband, right? So you give the right answer, so we are right, we are doing right, I catch you. Why you say to go back to home in midnight? You are my husband, I come to you. In Seva, I remember this story. Past time. Go on. More or finish?
More.
When the vision of beloved vanish, the pain of separation becomes so severe that it weeps the remembrance of the just experienced bliss of union out of the mind.
Yes, this line has to understand. Technical mind. Go on. Repeat loudly and very slowly.
When the vision of beloved vanishes,
when the vision of your beloved vanishes, means you are missing your beloved. Then, what happened? Read.
The pain of separation becomes so severe.
Severe. Who can feel this? Only who has a love. Dry person cannot. They are dry. They have no feeling of the love. Love is the important. We have to understand the severe pain of the love. So this is the highest. Everybody cannot feel the severe pain of the love. That to feel is the highest.
The pain of separation becomes so severe that it weeps the remembrance of just experienced bliss of union out of
union.
The mind.
Bliss of union is only remember. And I cry for same. That's the highest thing. Your meeting becomes so intense in my life that I don't want to go out from that. I want to relish 24/7 only in that sweetness.
In such a condition, only another such vision can keep the devotee alive.
Again, new vision is coming to keep me alive. The flow, do you see the ocean has the waves? Why the waves are there? One is coming, again another is coming. This another coming may keep me alive, because this is the waves. In that separation, your waves make keep me to alive. If another vision will not come, how I will survive? And if this... So this makes me to alive, and this is the highest. This vision is the highest. It's not means I am drying for nothing, suffering for nothing, wasting time for nothing. Understand. This is Vrindavan Bhaiya. More different than this, if you want to practice, then you search a new place, other place, Rishikesh. What is the place? Goa. And what is this? Japu.
Gokarna.
Gokarna. These are the praise for other things. And this ras, for the rasa, for the separation and union in a loving mood, Vrindavan. No other place in the world you can develop this rasa. And out of that, Goa, Gokarna, Puskar, Rishikesh, these are for that.
Varanasi.
All material concept, not with the spiritual concept, how to be enjoying this material senses, body and mind, and also Khajuraho, these are for that.
Blessings.
They give you blessings. To more suffer, Shiva, when they give mercy, two type of mercy, to live in ignorance, create more ignorance in your life, and one mercy, he take out all ignorance from my life. He is the Adi Guru. He is a giver of both things as per your requirement. Nobody is a giver like Shiva. Krishna will see your qualification, then he will think to give. Shiva will not see the qualification. He will give what you like. Radhika will also is like a mother giver. You are unqualified, she will give more to you, like a mother. She will not ask, mother not ask to the, she only looking the face of the son and child, son and daughter, and he knows everything, what is happening to her. This is the nature of mother. Only take the shelter and see, understand him. One thing come to me, I want to share. Why come I, so I share. You see that Jesus and his Father, God, he cannot give to his life to his son. Only judging. God always judge. If he is really son loving to the Father, why not protect him? God will never protect you. Krishna will never, the Swami can protect. Radhika will protect. Shiva will protect you. But he is two things giving. One is ignorance also. Careful with that. Material demand is your ignorance. A spiritual demand, bhakti is the only ask from Shiva. Go to the Shiva and cry and give water, give milk and say, please give me bhakti. Give, open the eyes of me for the Krishna prem. Please, you help me. You are Gopeshwara. You are Gopeshwara. Without you, my ignorance will not go out. Please, Gopeshwara, help me. Our whole life I devote to you. Before I was ignorance, now I need bhakti, prem. Give me. And I am devoted to you. Radhe. So that way, he gives everything, Radhe Radhe, dear Radhe. So bhakti is coming from Radhika, unconditionally, like giving to you, hidingly back, Radharani. And if you ask Krishna, okay, how much your qualification is there? You are not qualified, try more. Go. What is your qualification for Krishna? You identify your spiritual soul, you ask from the bodily consciousness, he will judge you. You are material, you have to practice more. You not realize yourself that you are connected with me. It's all, you are basic place. Go on. You need more devotion with the my disciple. You need more association with my disciple. You're not clear your reason now. You see Bhagavad Gita. He said when the living soul come in neutral position, then what I do? I give my pleasure giving potency near. I bring to the pleasure-giving potency. I bring to Radhika and she is the giver. In Jwar, what is he will give? He is a rasa. If you have no love, how you will take the rasa? So he said, I will bring you to the normal condition, you got it. So I will bring you to the pleasure-giving potency. Radhika, Swamini is a giver. Bhakta is a giver. Why Shiva is a giver? He is also Bhakta. He is the highest Bhakta, Gopeshwara. You cannot entry without mercy of Shiva. You cannot. Try to understand. You understand again, I am telling this. Without Gopeshwara mercy, no understanding will come of Radhika mercy. You will not understand Vrindavan. This he who bring you to Vrindavan.
Vrindavana Patijaya Sama Sama.
Radhe, very high devotee of, he is living in Bombay. He is a very big charter accountant. He was in big government officer. And he retired from everything. And he is a Radha Bhakta. Highly elevated soul.
Radhguru, there is also no contradiction, because usually you say that Jesus is in this father's relationship, but it is not so also, because his the highest declaration is that God is love. Love, so he, that Jesus is Radha Bhakta also.
He was in love. Radha Bhakta, he was there. Yeah. Love cannot be without Radhika.
Yeah.
Radhika, one of the name is love.
Yeah.
Anang Manjari. We cannot be... Jesus was in love. Yeah. He don't see father business. This was love. This is Radha. Ananga. Oneness. He don't bother for his father what he do. But he bothers for himself that he is in love.
Yeah.
That's the love.
That's how he declares, God is love.
Yes. Without love, no God.
Yeah.
you try to find the God without love, without Radhika, you will never find. All 100 times you took birth, God is very far from you because He is backside. Love will come, He will come front to you because He only needs love. Only He can come in your front when you have a full love in your life. Radhika will give mercy, life will change. All will start flowing from all your pores. And this only comes with rasic association. Sadhus, you don't see that only the change of red clothes will sadhu. He is sadhu. In this dress he is sadhu. I know my dear friend. He is my old friend. He say, you change your clothes, you have an ego, so he no come to me. But I know he is the real sadhu. I miss his association. He lives in Bombay, his heart living in Vrindavan. This is the Vrindavan. Rasika. More?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, yes. But you have to come at 10. If you no come 10, I will not give class.
Das Baje.
No Das Baje, door will close. Outsider will out from 10. You have to be 15 minutes early and sing. If you not, I will close the door at 10:10. You lock the door from outside. We have no place. Really, I say you.
This is Kripa.
I feel sad.
Today they did service, right?
So yes, there was Sudevichi did such a great service.
Okay, one day I give you 10, 9th tomorrow, because tomorrow a festival, 9th and 10th. 10th, 11th, after that this will be the rule. 2 days I give you gap. Because of the festival thing. Bhaiya, 10 tarikh ko yahan hai, Abhishek. Abhishek hai. Pratistha divas hai is din. Abhishek ho go, to aap bhi rahi ho.
Then you stop.
Huh?
Ji.
The 10th.
Sure.
Phool ki thodi holi hogi aur abir ki holi hai. Jai Sri Radhe.
Jai Sri Radhe.
Read. One line only.
The practicing aspirant should also have some experience in his bhajan.
This is the point. Without experience, no realization will come. What is experience? Like you got the homework in the school and your homework you are doing. Then you experience that this subject has become mine now. And then you go to the school and you can fluently talk on that subject. Because you experience before by your realizations. If you have no homework and no realization, then you no have a subject. Is going from here and coming out from here. No meaning. Is not a philosophy, my dear, sorry. Is a realization. You have to realize it. Love has to realize. Is not a philosophy, is not a Krishna katha. Krishna katha, no need to realize. Only listen and go out. 30 years you practice, nothing will happen. Only some soul consciousness will happen and it will go when your senses will become high. That's it. Senses should be normal in all conditions. That is your realization happening. when nothing disturbs you. You are balanced in all circumstances. You're not disturbed. Then Radharani mercy is coming slowly inside you. Some disturbance are there, maybe no zero disturbance, 25% disturbance. That makes you slowly under control to you. No, nothing. You come out to the Radha Dasyam. You're in Sarup, in Manjari Sarup. That is Manjari Sarup. Manjaris are the shadow of Radhika. They cannot live without Radhika. Gopis and Sakhis are also very close to Radhika. They are Nitya Siddhas, always with the living. And Sadhan Siddha, by their efforts they become. But they have also friend with Radhika. But they have a desire with Krishna to meet personally and privately and kiss also to Krishna. And to get the kiss and impression from the Krishna. And Maharas with Krishna. But Manjari has no desire, anything out of Radhika. Only one pointed, they want to serve a Swamini and to want to be a shadow of Swamini. That is Manjari Bhava. And one is Kinkari, lower than Manjari. Always who has a desire to think, what to do now? What to do now? What to do now? What I can do more service? That are Kinkaris. Radha. I repeat this because we mistake sometimes to divert from the one goal to other goals. But we have to fix this bhav. Fix the in your sarup, your spiritual form, your bhav. Never deviate from, no diversion from that. That is the, your feeling has to grow. That is what your line read again.
The practicing aspirant should that also have some experience in his bhajan.
This has to be experience in his bhajan of his bhav, in his sarup. And from that way, his elevation is counted. Where his stage and so much they are fixed or not. If he is moving, if your bhav is fixed, you can see. Movement is there. If your bhav is not fixed, you cannot see. If you have fixed your bhav, you can watch others. And bhav, nobody can help you to fix. That you have to do your practice, your efforts to fix it. Bhav is Radha. Rasa is Krishna. Bhav will fix, rasa will automatic flow to you. Krishna will start flowing inside you.
What is rasa? Can you explain like qualities of rasa?
Explain the rasa.
Maharaj.
What?
Say?
What say?
What rasa. Rasa?
I cannot say.
Why not? You cannot say Krishna.
Because it cannot be said.
Yeah.
Rasa means the mellow of love, the different kind of taste. And he is the connoisseur of all kinds of taste that can be experienced in love play. And he is the reservoir of all that. Mm-hmm. He can taste all the loves and he can nourish all the love, but Sri Radhe is the path. That means she is the complete and full reservoir of it. So without her, even he feels empty. Mm-hmm. Although he is Rasa Shekara, he is the, you know, tasting all this, but she is the reservoir, so she is giving it all to him.
Like you see, one thing comes. You see the fountain?
Yes.
One is the fountain. This is the bhav. And the storage of the water is the rasa. All the water is one reservoir, is a Krishna. The water storing place is the Krishna, is a rasa. If this water take out, then fountain will stop, because this water is going to up in the fountain, and this fountain is giving water to you. But it's a, this fountain is giving you flow to see. If you see this water, is no meaning without this fountain. The beauty is increasing the fountain, the feeling is increasing the feeling. This is the feeling increasing the beauty of the fountain, and the reservoir is this, is the Krishna.
And she makes him flow more and more.
Yeah. The reservoir is full, fountain is flowing. Both are together. You cannot separate him. Like a waves and ocean. You see the ocean is a blue and the waves are coming from the ocean is a white. White ocean, from the ocean waves are coming. One is Krishna, blue, and one is the white, Radhika, and again going to the waves, ocean, and ocean again creating waves, on and on. Why you go to the ocean to see Radha and Krishna? You don't know, but this is the reality. The waves of Radhika you want to watch, and waves, and reservoir of that waves is Krishna's ocean. That is the beauty of the ocean. Where all the waves can come and stay there. That is Krishna. The waves are beautiful. If the waves are not there in the ocean, it's no beauty. Krishna makes himself beautiful with the waves, with the fountain. So this is the together. You cannot separate each other. Like you cannot separate to the fish from the water. Similarly, you cannot take out the Radhika from the Krishna, and you cannot take out Krishna from the Radhika. But you can see the story, the reservoir is become beautiful when there is a fountain. Or not? You close the fountain and wash to the reservoir, you will not wash. But the fountain, watch, you can sit and watch also. Because the feelings are there.
Movements.
Movements are there. Feelings give you movement. If no feeling is there, no movement is there. Like this, no feeling. You keep here, it will lie down like this. You pay 70,000 or 80,000, no meaning, no movement. Understand? It will start moving. That is a feeling. Radhika. Swamini, you're Swamini. You are the maid servant of Radhika. Not forget that. You have no business with Krishna because this Krishna is your Swamini lover. So she has a business and your business to bring him for her. That's it. For his pleasure. That is your Swamini. That to meditate and pray and meditate and chant. And realize. And you will realize so fast. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadha Kamunai. Nitya Siddha. Nitya and Siddha Krishna Prem. Is a Nitya all time and Siddha, perfection. Sadha Kamunai. There is no any method prescribed, make. That how you will get it. Nitya Siddha, he is always perfect. Sadhaka Gunai, no sadhana is prescribed that you do 1, 2, 3, 4 and you will get it. Suddha Chitta. You have to chitta. Chitta means what you say?
Heart conscious in the heart.
Yeah, purity in your heart. Shravanadi, by listening, karay, udai, it happens. You start flowing like a fountain inside. Waving, waves start floating inside. It will come, one wave will come, another wave will come. You will start floating and your life will change. From material it will become divine, spiritual. Nothing will disturb you. No family will disturb you. No material work will disturb you. Nothing will. You will work normally, other will see, but you are detached way. You are doing everything but nothing. You are doing everything for her, for some. You will become more active because Swamini wants active maid servants. She don't want non-active maid servants sitting in the one room and chanting. She leave the japa, come and serve. All time you need service. Chanting is finished at the moment when you got it the service. But chanting is important till you have no service. Because realization only comes by chanting. Remembrance, crying for her. Realization comes, you start floating. Ajap ajap will start happening. You will always living in the name of the your lover. You cannot leave it. How you can leave? Is it dying? Living is dying. Is the attachment business? Is not detachment. I wear the wrong dress. Because the detachment shows. But I am not detached. I become more attached with this. Not for detachment. For more attachment. I can make myself useful for more meditation. What makes you favorable, do that. No need to change externally, anything. Why to change? Change inside your heart. Suddha Chitta. Any question? Tomorrow.
Right? You speak for 2 hours now, Gurudev.
My God, I was very sick before. But this gave me life. Your mercy, all of your mercy, get me to remember and live with my family. This is your kindness to me. Bless me that I cannot never forget her and to become her shadow, that I can feel always to her. No, nothing can detach from her. That is the only wish in my life. I not promise that I will not travel any place, not this. This is not my this. Then again I want something. No, no. I can travel many places, but my desire to be in Vrindavan now, that is only my desire. If you will help me to fulfill, I will be very happy. If you not help me, I will do what is Radharani will say to me. But my desire, only one desire, to be in Vrindavan, not go out from here.
But everything is gone now for this. Huh? Everything is gone now for this. Because many room, many things means devotee will stay.
No, no. Room is not preparing for going. That everything should be perfect. Before I go, everything should be perfect in his service. Not for living here. No perfection. You regard nothing, yourself and to her, nothing you regard. If I miss to do something, then again I have to come for that. I request to my children, genetic children, please one pray for me. If I am dying, don't bring me to Delhi for keeping in ventilator. It's better to leave me, to go easy way. Because I am leaving this body, but I am going to her. I will go to her. I have no other desire to do. Nothing. No way for me. So, last birth I have a desire. So I took this birth.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.